Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Delighted to be joined right now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline by Thane Rosenbaum. He is the legal correspondent for CBS Radio News. He has been a guest on this program many, many times, and I am delighted to be able to have him with us again, that he can make time for us in his schedule. Thane, how are you, my friend?
I'm very fine, Rick. I'm always enjoy appearing on your show, so I'm happy to be here.
So let's just say, if you could give us a quick primer, help us to understand about the indictments that have not officially been unsealed, but everybody seems to think they know what's in them. I mean, have there been many cases quite like this one where everybody seems to know so much about something that hasn't actually been unsealed yet?
Rick, it's a good point. Remember, grand juries themselves are supposed to be top secret. The person who's under investigation that might be the subject of the indictment isn't even supposed to know that he or she is the subject. Witnesses, the whole idea is to protect witnesses. It's to protect even the accused for whom they may not indict, so there's no reason to prejudice him or her. So the fact that we know so much about this grand jury is just, it's absurd. It makes a mockery of the secrecy of the grand jury system. But yes, I don't think we're going to be very surprised tomorrow when we learn that the indictment arises out of the hush money payments to both Stormy Daniels and also Karen McDougal. But it appears that that's what it's going to be limited to. And the reason there are 30 counts or more than 30 counts is I think the government's position is every month that you paid a retainer to your lawyer, Michael Cohen, is a separate crime. It's another count of the same thing, because otherwise I don't see how they get 30 out of what is otherwise a fairly low level misdemeanor.
Is this enough to completely derail a presidential campaign? Is this enough to really throw a huge, I don't want to say monkey wrench, but a real speed bump in Trump's effort to run for president again?
You know, I think it might help him. And I think it's his campaign staff and his supporters, you know, this will surely galvanize his base. They will see this in the way that he's describing it, selective prosecution. You know, the idea that if I just left the White House, kept my mouth shut, retired to Florida, took on the role of elder statesman, this never would have happened. So it only happened because I declared that I was running for president. Of all the cases that are being investigated and that might actually come to some indictment stage, out of Atlanta with the election interference, out of D.C. for both January 6th overturning the election and the Mar-a-Lago documents, this case, Rick, is the lowest level, the weakest case, and the one that is subject to more procedural challenges and the most difficult to prove. So, you know, it's really the porn star case. So, you know, in terms of risk, Donald Trump's lawyers have much less risk proceeding on this case than any of the others. If I was them, I'd say thank you. Thanks for coming first out of the gate. We were afraid it was going to be the obstruction of justice case out of Mar-a-Lago documents. That one we might be a little vulnerable on, but thanks for reviving the Playboy, the hush money case.
How much of this could have been, I don't want to say leaked by Trump's people, but in essence, that is sort of what I'm thinking. I mean, how much of this has been spurred by the person who is under investigation for an indictment? And how unusual is that, Thane?
Well, no one usually has that kind of a platform.
That's what I'm saying. I mean,
right?
They wouldn't even really have it. So how do they have it?
Well, remember, it's in the interest of the government always to keep grand jury's proceedings top secret. So if anyone is to blame for why Donald Trump knows about it, it has to be the district attorney's office, unless there's somebody who, you know, tipped off someone in the Trump people who happens to be in the building. But generally speaking, the DA's office would keep this secret. So I don't know who's responsible for leaking it, but no one should be surprised that Donald Trump would try to take political advantage of this. Is this the legally correct thing for him to do? Probably not. But is it the politically most ambitious, expedient, helpful thing for him to do? Probably is, because he knows how this will play in red state America. This is a blue city with very high crime rates, with an African American district attorney that ran on the platform that I'm going to get Trump. And that you can see how that could be perceived by Trump supporters. So I suspect that Donald Trump felt he had every advantage, every benefit would come from disclosing this information.
People are saying that Trump flies into Jersey tonight, goes to one of his properties, stays overnight, turns himself in Manhattan tomorrow, indictment comes down, he gets on a plane and flies home. Is that an oversimplification of what is going to happen tomorrow?
You know, Rick, arraignments are pretty anticlimactic. You know, you show up, you get fingerprinted, booked. If you're a violent criminal, you're usually handcuffed behind your back. If you're not a violent offender, you usually get handcuffed in front of your body. In this case, I think the Secret Service has worked out a deal where the president will not be handcuffed at all. There might not even be a mugshot, but there's supposed to be a mugshot and a fingerprinting. I think they're going to clear out the courthouse, so it's not like he's going to be arraigned in front of 100 other people that are going to be arraigned in that same time period. I think they're going to clear it out for security reasons. The Secret Service will be with him the entire time. You know, again, nothing like this has ever happened. So they're never going to let him go with the police. These guys, the Secret Service, wherever his body goes, I go. Mm. And so, the indictment is unsealed. The charges are read. In this case, Donald Trump will be asked to enter a plea. He'll say not guilty because it's not a felony. It's not a violent felony. There's not even going to be a question of bail. He'll be released on his own recognizance. He'll get on a plane and have a press conference in Mar-a-Lago tomorrow night.
Thane, as somebody who has spent much of his career studying and analyzing and breaking down the law, I mean, what's your thinking on? I mean, is this to you insulting in terms of taking advantage of the law? Is this insulting or frustrating in that somebody else is using it to their advantage? And maybe both sides are, right? I mean, as a person who studies these issues, where do you come down on this?
Look, the government usually holds all the cards, right? So if you're saying in a battle between a former president and the government, although the burden of proof is on them, you know, they're the ones that get to decide who to indict and who not to indict. They made this decision. Whether this is an example of selective prosecution, I don't know. But I do think that the question whether had Donald Trump not remained in the public eye, would they have brought this case is a legitimate question, because that's what selective prosecution means. You could make the same argument about the documents case, right? Two presidents, one former, one existing president, both are discovered to have top secret documents in their possession. One case seems to be going forward. The other one isn't so far. So these are questions worth raising, surely. But look, let's put it this way, Rick. We are not the first democracy that has a former leader, president, prime minister, who is charged with a crime. It's the first time it's happened to us,
right?
But it happens. So it's unprecedented, but it happens to other democracies. It's not a great look, right? But I'll tell you what also isn't a great look. If the appearance is that it is that it's not impartial justice, that justice is not blind, that in this case, justice has X-ray vision, right, when it comes to Donald Trump. That's not a good look, right? It's not a good look if it appears as if there's all of these cases from everywhere, federal court in Washington, D.C., state court in Manhattan, state court in Atlanta, all going after the same guy. Either he is just the most guilty man on earth and deserves all of these investigations, or something else is going on.
Well, Thane, I know you've got a million things going on yourself, but thank you very much for making this clear as mud, because I think at least we've got a better understanding of what still is a murky situation. Let's just put it that way. It is always good to hear your voice, and thank you so much for jumping on and breaking it down for us.
Anytime, my friend. Well, Rick. Thank you.
Great stuff. Thane Rosenbaum joining us, CBS legal analyst, CBS Radio News, and one of the best and brightest in the world. So glad to have him here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.